Okay. Yeah, I think I would just support what Laura just said. I think that's, again, the whole idea of this process, whether you're dealing with materials or whether you're dealing with weapons, you never have to deal with anything classified, which means that, yes, the IAEA has full, has the expertise and the authority, may not have the financial resources, but at the same time, it may not require all that much. And in fact, the elements of that were sort of, some elements of that were contemplated and may still be realized, sort of implemented. The United States, for example, has invited the IAEA to monitor the disposition of its plutonium, and that's it's at least 6 tons, maybe more, but that's something that we will see that that will happen. So that's and again, there has been a lot of talk about the with this the nuclear disarmament verification discussion of how to bring, whether it's advisable to bring non-weapon states into the process, and I think this is this arrangement allows you to bring non-weapon states freely into the process and make them part of the verification arrangement. It could be IAEA. It could be I'm an optimist, and I'm a big fan of the idea of the fissile material cutoff treaty, and I think it is possible. So it could be done in the framework of the FMCT as well, and it could be a different body. So it's the key part here is that you never deal with information about weapons or classified stuff. On how many years? That's a very good question because in a way. The arrangement works if you have a process. So if you don't, if you just have its material sitting there, you lose your ability to verify. Let me put it that way. It's not the essential part of the arrangement in a sense that it would still work if you let it sit. For ages, because one of the benefits is the nuclear security. So once you, if you have material in guarded storage, you have the benefit of that material being guarded, and there are other benefits of that. In my view, of course, yes, it needs to be there needs to be some timeline, but the pressure to establish that timeline should come from elsewhere. So it's a political, it's a matter of political commitment. It's a matter of cost. Again, there is an issue of cost and who will pay for that timeline. So that's and these are again political decisions. To Usman, I agree. I mean, for someone who just skimmed the report, you are asking a lot of very good questions. So I may not be able to go through all of them in detail, but very briefly, the other categories of material, yes, it could be applied to other categories of material. For example, the material in set aside for naval propulsion, the military naval propulsion. You could imagine, again, it could be done in a variety of ways, but you could imagine an arrangement where you move the material, it is sitting there, and you have the this kind of a blue arrow going to the naval fuel fabrication facility, and there are ways of making sure that whatever comes out is loaded on the submarine, and then it's not really a problem because it's irradiated. So that's there are other categories of material. For example, we know that India, for example, has some plutonium that is, if you look at the tables, I think it is in a separate category there. That a certain amount of material that is unlikely to be used for weapons directly, but it could be used. So that material could be placed under this monitor, this containment, and with the understanding that it will only go as to fuel of breeder reactors, as I understand the India has a plan to use that material for. And again, it's a longer conversation, but you could imagine an arrangement where this scheme would, especially if you have a if you have the ban on production of fissile materials, FMCT in force, that could actually work, because that way you could breed the material still, but it will be under safeguards, sort of, not safeguards as in the IA safeguards, but under FMCT verification. So there are ways of making this work. It's, again, it's largely the political issue. I think the technical part is there. So yes, I think the stuff that they are moving out of that containment area, yes, the understanding is that it will have to come under some kind of verification. Again, it doesn't have to be IAEA safeguards, but it would have to be irreversibly in non-weapon use. And yes, and the voluntary and multilateral issue, I think, again, my preferred way of doing that is to do that in the framework of the of an FMCT. I think FMCT could provide a really good arrangement for that, but it doesn't have to be. It could be bilateral. It could be totally voluntary unilateral arrangements, as the United States, in fact, almost doing with the plutonium and these the IAEA. So it's in my view that's a good thing, because it's flexible enough to accommodate all kind of organizational and institutional arrangements.